So as we begin to get settled in, thinking about this as a place of deep rest. So you might want to address your lighting. If there's people that are in spaces around you, you might want to let them know that you really, really would enjoy 30 minutes of silence. If you've got windows that you can't cover or the light is too bright, you might consider an eye pillow. Clean socks work as a great eye pillow as well, just to cover across the eyes. As you're settling in, noticing your body temperature, is your blanket warm enough? Even noticing things like, is your cell phone in your pocket or close by that you'll feel a buzz? If you've got an Apple or an Android watch on, maybe putting it in sleep mode so that nothing will disturb you. And bringing your awareness into your breathing as you settle in, and just noticing if anything is in the space of your breath. Any discomfort that you want to support. Notice if any of your senses are hyper alert. How would you support that? Notice if you can hear me. If you want to bring it closer. I'm going to take a few breaths here to just sink into the spot with a bit of surrender. So I'm going to invite you to move through a deep inhale into the belly. Exhale through the mouth, really allowing all of the sigh to come out. And with each exhale, noticing yourself sinking more and more supported into the space that you're in. If you're on a mat or a blanket, noticing it supporting you. If you're on furniture or a bed, just allowing yourself to be 100% supported and held. With each exhale, even noticing you're becoming a bit heavier, more grounded. Taking one or two more of those breaths. And then allowing your breathing to return to its natural place. Knowing you can always come back to your breath at any moment. And then bringing into your awareness something that you want more than anything else for yourself. Perhaps it's a goal that you have. Perhaps there's something for your business, for your relationships, in your health that you want to focus on. Maybe there's a goal that you have in mind, how you want life to look, or what you want to be doing with it. And notice if that thought is really big. Can you narrow in on a moment of it? Of it being true, complete, a place where you would enjoy it. So as an example, if you're thinking about being financially free, you might be focusing on what would you be doing while you didn't have any worries about your bank account. Or if you're focusing on your health and well-being, what would you be able to do if you weren't worrying about your health and well-being? If it's a goal, can you see yourself enjoying, celebrating that it's complete? And wherever that is for you, noticing everything you can notice about it. Notice where you would be. Notice who you'd be with. Notice even what you would be wearing. What would be the expression on your face? How would you feel in your body? What kinds of things would you be saying to yourself? Allow yourself to be in this moment completely done. And I'm going to invite you to notice in this celebration of your success, of having the life you want, being who you want to be. Notice who you're being. Notice if it was courage, fearlessness, boldness. Maybe it was dedication. Maybe it was being supported that got you here. So allowing contribution. Who would you be being that got you to that celebration? And as you notice that state of being, I'd like you to bring to mind an intention through a mantra using an I am statement. Choosing one or two only ways of being. So it might be, I am bold and courageous, or I am peaceful and consistent. Whatever resonates for you in this moment, looking for those two words or one word of a way of being you're going to bring into your practice today. And then when you found those words, allowing yourself to repeat them silently within you. Your mouth may move if you want it to, or it can be still and inside of your body. Repeating the words, I am, whatever you've chosen, and repeating it about 5 or 10 times until it becomes almost like a song in your head that's just playing on its own. You may notice some thoughts, emotions, or anything showing up around your intention. Just notice them without engaging. allowing yourself to welcome this mantra. So we take our last few moments here before we begin Yoga Nidra. You want to begin to become aware of your body and where it's touching the surface below you. Notice it being supported, almost hugged, in this sanctuary you've created for yourself. Begin to look inward to a place where you feel security, a place where you experience your well-being, a place of calm within you. You may be noticing a sense of a feeling or an emotion within, or even a place where your body would be that would be safe for you to journey within. A quiet solitude place for you. A place where you always feel safe and at ease. And know that this place is available to you throughout the entire practice. At any point, if you become overwhelmed or feel insecure, that you can come back to this place in the practice, this place of comforting ease, where you are 100% safe and secure. Making any last final adjustments. Noticing any area of your body that needs a little bit more care and love as you settle into the practice. Looking for that place of stillness for the remainder of our practice. And let's begin. I'm going to have you bring your awareness into the physical body, to the toes. You may even find that the toes are a little unnoticeable, and you may want to give them a little bit of movement, just a tiny wiggle, to bring your attention to the toes. Allowing the movement to complete as soon as your awareness comes to the toes. Notice the toes on the right foot. Notice the toes on the left foot. Noticing the bottom of the right foot. The top of the right foot. The heel of the right foot. The calf of the right leg. The shin of the right leg. The knee of the right leg. The back of the thigh of your right leg. The top of the thigh. And coming to the bottom of the left foot. The top of the left foot. The heel of the left foot. the shin of the left leg. The calf of the left leg. The knee. The back of the left thigh. The top of the left thigh. Noticing the pelvic floor. Moving up towards the belly button. The belly. The diaphragm. Or the upper belly. Noticing the lung space. The low back. The mid back. The upper back and shoulders. Noticing the fingers of the right hand, the thumb of the right hand, the palm of the right hand. The top of the right hand. The forearm. The elbow. And the upper right arm. Noticing the left fingers. The left palm. The left elbow. The left upper arm. Noticing the neck. The jaw, your mouth, your nose, your eyes, your ears. Your forehead and scalp. Your skull. Noticing now the entire right side of the body. And the entire left side of the body. And the whole body. and bring into your awareness the bottom of a mountain. Notice your feet standing on the bottom of a mountain. And take a moment here and notice any physical characteristics about the mountain. Even the height of the mountain. Feeling your feet standing on the ground, completely supported. In front of you is the path to your goal, to what you want most for yourself. The mountain you will climb to reach it. And before we begin our journey along the mountain and along the path, become aware of your breathing in this moment. Noticing first any sensations, anything you notice about your breath in this moment. Knowing that you have this journey ahead in your practice today. Notice if it's shallow. Notice if it's full. Not as anything to fix, but a place of acknowledgement. Allowing yourself to become a witness to your breath exactly how it is. And when it feels safe to do so, I invite you to breathe into the belly as though you were filling it as full as it will allow you in this moment, allowing it to exhale fully. As though with the inhale, you are breathing in everything you need to reach the top of the mountain today. And as you exhale, you're releasing anything you don't need for this journey to be left in the parking lot in case you want it later. And completing this for 5 to 10 breaths, going at your own pace. Breathing in everything you need, releasing on your exhale anything you don't. And as you continue to take these last few breaths here, begin to notice yourself without any effort, beginning to move forward along the path, knowing you have everything with you to take this journey, that you are completely safe. And taking one step at a time, gently floating along the path of the mountain. Allowing yourself to continue moving along the path throughout our whole experience today. Knowing you can pause at any moment, coming back to that safe place, taking a break, and coming back to taking one more step forward. Begin to become aware of any emotions you're experiencing as you take these steps. Not trying to change or fix any sensation of emotion. Simply noticing without judgment. Maybe you notice a sense of if you can make it or not. Are you good enough? Maybe you notice excitement, passion, energy. Just continuing to notice anything that shows up emotionally as you begin this journey towards your deepest heartfelt desire. And become a bit curious about the emotion. What do you notice about it? And what would you call this emotion? Using one or two words in your mind. Just allowing yourself to name the experience. Notice as you discover this emotion, what would its opposite be in this moment? Allowing yourself to name the opposite emotion. Not as something better, something positive or even negative. Just its opposite. If you're noticing a sense of tension, begin to notice if you can bring a sense of ease. Allowing it to permeate through the body. If you're experiencing an emotion of worry, perhaps looking for an experience of contentment. Continuing to notice each emotion with curiosity and noting its opposition and bringing that into the experience. Allowing your awareness now to notice just from wherever you feel you are, that you're about a third of the way up the mountain. And as you continue to take step after step, beginning to notice any thoughts without engagement or judgment, just noticing any thoughts or images that are arising for you right now, knowing where you are in your path, knowing how far you are from the parking lot, and how far you are from the peak. Allowing thoughts to be observed without judgment or fixing. And as you notice these thoughts bringing a sense of curiosity, noticing that this is one possible thought, and what would an opposing or opposite thought look like? What would that thought sound like? Not dwelling on any one thought for any length of time, or engaging with it in any way, just as you notice its opposite, moving to the next thought. Continuing your journey along the mountain, taking one step and then another. And noticing you are now about two-thirds of the way up the mountain. Noticing how far you are from the parking lot, how far you have come, and noticing how far you have left to go. Finding a comfy rock or a place of grass to just take a moment to sit exactly where you are. I want you to bring forward a memory of gratitude, thinking about all of the steps you have taken to get to exactly where you are in this moment. Maybe it's gratitude for giving yourself permission to embark on your journey. Maybe it's gratitude for an experience or a guide along your way. Allowing yourself to be completely involved in the gratitude, feeling it spreading throughout your whole body from the heart center out. You may even find it spreading into the space around you, or even reaching to the source of the gratitude. If it's a person or a place, allowing that gratitude to be felt all the way from your heart to the heart of the place or person. Allow yourself to explore this place of ease surrounding you, this place of warmth and joy, well-being radiating through your body, of acknowledging and gratitude for everything that got you to this particular spot on this particular mountain. When you feel complete with your place of gratitude, allowing yourself to get up once again, coming back to the path, taking one step in front of the other, beginning to become aware of the you on the path. Experiencing yourself as you feel your body move forward, as you experience your emotions moving forward, as you experience your thoughts moving forward. And as you experience your ability to have joy and peace moving forward with you in every step. And as you come to the top of the path, beginning to notice the sun peeking through the trees that have been surrounding you. And so with each step, your vision gets clearer and clearer. Taking those last few steps, enjoying every one of them. And coming to a place of stillness at the top of the mountain. And as you stand there, take a moment to enjoy the view. To take in the entire experience of being exactly who you are, exactly where you are in this moment. And as you stand at the top of this journey, taking in all of the experience about it, I invite you to bring back your mantra. As though you're standing at the top of a mountain, seeing as far as the eyes can see and as hearing as far as your hearing can hear. And saying it as loud internally as you want, as though the whole world could hear the vibration of you celebrating your mantra. And if you've lost your I am statement, feel absolutely free to pull anyone out that resonates in this moment. I am. Notice the experience of yourself as a witness of you standing on the mountain, sharing yourself fully, exactly who you are, as a celebration, as a victory, as an acknowledgement. Continuing the mantra 2 or 3 more times. Setting aside any feelings or thinking or emotions that come up, and just allowing yourself to fully embrace who you are. And when you feel complete, beginning to return to the path. You can choose the same path to return to the same parking lot with this new place of who you are, acknowledgement of who you are, or you might decide to take a path on the other side towards a new destination, a new place to stand when you complete your journey today. Either is perfect. And as you take step after step, allowing yourself to reflect on your journey. And not just the one we've just taken, but every step that got you to the beginning of that journey. Allowing it to be completely present in a peaceful and easeful way. Even in recognition of the times that were hard, that they were part of you being exactly who you are right now. You come to about the halfway point of coming through the path to the bottom of the mountain. Begin to bring any awareness into your mind of anything that you've learned along this journey that you want to bring in to tomorrow and the day after that. How will you integrate your experience? Noticing the pleasant and the difficult, allowing both to be fully experienced and fully explored. What would it be like to integrate the feeling at the top of the mountain into every single step? To feel who you are completely and fully as perfect in every step you take in life. In every moment of movement, in every moment of stillness. What would it be like to acknowledge that this is the true you? That who you say you are is exactly who you are. That underneath all of the thoughts and emotions, sensations, is you. Perfectly as you are, and perfectly as you are not. And as you take each step, imagine allowing anything surrounding you to fall away, to allow you to take every step after your practice today as who you truly are. That in any moment you can shed what is no longer needed. That at any moment you can bring in anything you need simply by inhaling and exhaling. Imagining each and every step as you complete, as you can see the end of your journey, is releasing anything you want to leave behind. And that as you take these final steps to the completion of your practice, that the only one standing in your space is you. At your own pace and in your own time, beginning to transition back to your wakeful life. Noticing the surface below you, the blankets above you. As you breathe in, feeling the energy as the oxygen comes in through the nose, into the lungs, and spreads to every finger, every toe, spreads to your senses, your organs, and slowly beginning to add some movement. Anything from little movements to stretches, anything that feels appropriate or wanted in this moment. Coming back slowly and easefully